Gabe, get off the fucking floor. Stop using those.
Oh, what's up? Hey, Kerr, you're here, man. Yeah. We're ready to party.
Yeah, we're here to do the podcast.
Yeah, it's due to Gator Sauce. We're gonna send it out and we're gonna take it to the people and they're gonna love it.
Jesus, hey guys, you're already fucking drunk?
What?
You're already fucking drunk.
I'm not drunk. I haven't been drinking this alcohol. Just what is all these bottles going on in my? Whoa! Did you put these here?
No, I've never seen anybody make a blank out of Mad Dog 2020s, but you've somehow managed it.
Mad Dog! Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, dude, you've been drinking a lot lately. Like, I mean, I'd say I'm proud of you, but, like, you're also a child or something that's supposed
I'm not a child. First of all, I'm 16 years old. That is enough of an age to be do a lot of things when in back in the days. Now it's 18 is the new cool.
As they say, 18 is the new black.
Yeah, that's what I hear them say. But I'm doing good. You got your vaccine yet, man?
Yeah, man. That's why I'm here. Yeah, his name is Dimitri. He works at. Have you been to the black market?
You mean the which one? The ethnically black market or the illegal one?
No, the one that has all of its lights turned off. That market. Yeah, it's on 6th Street. It's a market, but, you know, they forgot to pay their electricity bill. And they kind of just ran with the name Black Market. It's like it's a normal market. They have, like, a vaccine
tent. I met a guy who worked there. He had bruises all over his body, and he kept stubbing his toe over and over. His toe was huge.
Yeah. See, that's the problem about the black market, because you can only see a couple things. It was really hard to find the vaccine booth at the very, very back of this long maze of market stalls and CVSs. There's, like, six CVSs in this market.
Really? Inside the market, there's six CVSs?
I don't know why. I mean, like, I guess it's an L.A. thing.
Hey, man, I've been trying to get the vaccine for a hot minute. A hot minute.
A hot minute?
A hot minute. No go. No one wants to give a 16-year-old a COVID-19 vaccine. I went on the black market. I went on the dark web. I asked my buddy. His name is Jim.
Jim?
Yeah, his name is Jim.
Hey, so... Actually, I do. I think I have something for you, man. All right.
You got it, man.
This is experimental. All right, man. So hold on. I got to get really close to the mic for this one. It's really experimental. It's a new type of vaccine.
Can you like get for actually? Can you like not talk into the mic and talk into my ear so I can hear you?
Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you're good, man.
Sometimes like talking to the mic is whenever I look at the mic, I think of you and I talk to it. So when you're not here. But yeah, so I have a new form of the vaccine. I got it in the black market.
Is it the AstraZeneca, Oxford, whatever, man?
No, it's the Snickers vaccine. It's
the Snickers vaccine.
Yeah, so they just started rolling them out, very low key. But you only need one dosage of it, and it doesn't even make you sleepy.
Like on Disney Plus, low key.
Yeah, like low key. No, the keys that's used for cocaine. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, a key bump, bro. So yeah. So here, I got you a new vaccine. It's the Snickers vaccine. I took it already. The only thing is I have an intense craving for chocolate and I want to take a nap. But that's about it.
Is it you put it in my arm then? Go ahead.
Okay, here you go. I'm a doctor, by the way.
You're a doctor, okay. Dr. Kirk coming with a vaccine. Put it in my arm.
I'm a doctor of philosophy.
Oh my god. I feel kind of better, actually. I feel pretty sober.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that it also solves a hangover cure.
And really?
Sobering up medication. Yeah, the Snickers vaccine.
Like, back to 100%. Like, I didn't even drink at all, which is great, because now I can just drink more.
Yeah, welcome to the fucking show.
Let's crack some open, then, and do an episode of Gator Sauce. You ready, Kurt?
I'm ready. Oh, fuck.
What the fuck?
Gator sauce! We'll give you fart disease. It's like heart disease, but you know, from your butt. Yeah.
And does that come from listening to the podcast, or are we personally going to everyone's house and farting on their pillows so that they can get, I guess, fart disease is pink eye, right?
I like to think of it as a little bit of a column A, column B situation, where, you know, on one hand, this podcast is so cancerous that it does give people fart disease. And then, the other one is I like that. Yeah. You know, our last intern, I did recruit him and tell him to go fart on people's pillows. I don't know where he is.
You did?
Yeah. Where is our
intern? Who's our last intern, by the way?
I'm not quite sure. Yeah, it might have been Jeffrey.
From the 19th century England?
I think he's dead, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, probably. He's probably like, if he's alive, he'd be well over 100, 120 maybe.
Yeah. We kind of just like left him there and told him to be the intern for our podcast.
Do you think he lived a happy life?
You know, I don't think many people lived a happy life in the Victorian era. Other than the rich people.
I hope he did alright. I hope we didn't ruin his whole life by giving him alcohol at an early age. Because I know that what that can do to people.
And yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. Actually, it's great. I don't know why I'm talking bad about it. Alcoholism as a child is amazing. Kids, if you haven't drank yet, do it.
Yeah. So, hey, this is Gator Sauce. This is a podcast. Hello, everyone.
This is a podcast.
I'm your immovable host, Kurt.
And I am your undeniably present host.
So that means he's always here in the moment.
I'm always here in the moment. And on this show, and I am Chekhov. I am here too. And I am not one of your hosts, but I am also here, and I wish to give origin story talk would you allow me to now?
Chekhov, what did I fucking tell you? This podcast is a me and Gabe thing. It's like an A and B conversation. You just see your way the fuck out. Like, how'd you even get in here?
You have guests! You allow guests to come in from balcony or otherwise.
Yeah, but not in the beginning.
Yeah, it's usually in the third act, which I think you would have gotten by now, considering your whole thing is showing up in the third act.
Well, I have to be mentioned in first act, but yes, that occasionally I do break the rules for fun, you know? I like to have fun, which is why I thought I could join your podcast and become triple host, previously with Daniel Griffin, you know?
See, when you turned in your application, I told you, hey, we'll call you back.
He gave you an application?
Yeah, he gave me an app. He was applying to be a co-host. And so
I gave him a resume. It is very detailed, going back to my work since I was a 9-year-old boy working in factory making cobbled shoes.
And by factory, he means Payless shoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, Payless factory in Russia, Siberia.
Yeah, he also worked at Kmart, but, you know, I
regional manager, actually, for 1 month.
I told you, we'll call you. That's what I said. You know what, in America, you know what that means? We'll call you?
Yeah, that usually just means fuck off and, you know, wait in line. If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's a competitive market out there, man. Yeah. There's a lot of applicants. We've gotten quite a few intern applications recently.
Yeah, too. So many. I mean, like, it's more than the number that I'm thinking of, which is, Gabe, do you remember the number that I'm thinking of? What is it?
You were thinking, well, last time you told me, it was somewhere around, like, 1,259.
Yeah.
Not that many.
It was a lot. Like, yeah, we got...
Which is interesting because we get more intern applications than we do listeners.
Which is really
so
weird.
I don't even know how they found out about the show or that we don't have an intern.
Everybody wants to be on a podcast. I feel like that's the thing nowadays. Everybody has a podcast and everyone wants to be on a podcast.
I think it's because with unemployment is such a high number.
Why are you going to be such a bummer bringing in numbers like unemployment and...
Unemployment?
Fucking, you know, people listen to the show because... A, they want to get out of the real world. They don't want to listen to things like COVID or unemployment or politics. They want to listen to just bullshit.
People listen because you tricked them into listening.
No, I didn't trick anybody. If that was the case, we'd have way more listeners because I'm good at tricking people to do
stuff. Yeah, Curtis is actually really good at tricking people into doing things. He's tricked me into co-hosting this podcast for 3 years. And I'm still here.
Yeah, and you know, oh wait, what? Wait, I forgot to mention, we are a podcast.
We are a podcast. No, I think you mentioned we are a podcast, but what we did not mention is that we are a podcast.
We are obligated to do things on a podcast, so yes. You know, can you list off the things that we do, or whatever?
We do things like drinking beers, we do that on the podcast, we review the beers every episode, that's what our episode is named after, the beers that we were drinking. We also talk about pop culture at some point later in the episode, and we always have an interesting guest show up in the third act. Now, usually we don't know who the guest is going to be until we get there, but let me tell you, it's always interesting.
Yes.
Very... I am pretty interesting. I think I can offer a lot to podcasts, and you are not even giving me a shot. Do you even read my resume after the first two jobs I had?
Yes, I did, and it's all in Spanish.
I was director of KGB for 9 months.
I don't know what that means in Spanish. I didn't know that. I don't know Spanish.
I think, let me see that.
See, it's in Spanish. It says, Yo marca aquí el guapo Chekhov.
This isn't English. I think you're just drunk.
Oh, no. No. No, I think that's a brain injury.
You're reading it upside down.
Oh, well then why is it
Do you think Spanish is just English upside down?
Yeah.
That's Australian.
Oh, oops. Not again.
I could have made a better joke than that.
Okay, all right.
You know what's a better joke than that? My fucking depressing life. It's hilarious. Hey.
That is actually a better joke than what I said.
Gabriel McDuffin, what are we drinking today?
We are drinking Abita Brewing's Andy Gator. Now, if you're a longtime listener of this show... First of all, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oops. You're wasting your time.
Yeah. But also, you would remember that our very first episode was an Abita beer. It was Abita Purple Haze.
Hey, don't go back and listen to the first episode. Just don't.
Do not go back and listen to it. Please.
I think that is something we can all agree on. Do not go back and listen to first episode. Perhaps start with maybe episode 4? 5?
Hot sauce.
Yeah, I'm never going to live that down. Yeah, but we have another Abita beer, Andy Gator.
Also, Gator fits our aesthetic.
It fits our aesthetic in that our podcast has the word Gator in it, and so does the beer.
Yeah, see? And we started with Abita, you know?
We did. It's kind of like, you know what? Maybe this should be our last episode, I think.
Oh, you want to do it that way?
Yeah, let's just end the show. What are we doing?
I mean, I have two revolvers in my pants right now. We can end it right now if you really want.
No, it's a party. Let's go.
Okay, we're not. Why? Because you're Russian, so it's like a thing? Russian roulette?
No.
I wasn't even thinking about that, you racist.
No, it's Russian roulette, but all the chambers are filled.
We just call that American roulette.
No, yeah, suicide? Okay, yeah. So by the way, I love this beer. It's very good.
It's good. It's very fruity. It's not bad. I like it. It's kind of sweet.
It's called a Helles Doppelbock.
That's a real word?
They named it that. So
Doppelbock. Is it like a Bach, but like from an alternate universe or something?
I'll be Bach. Yeah. It's an 8% beer too. So, you know, don't expect
that's
consistency.
That's not the most we've had this season, though.
Surprisingly not.
Yeah, Dragon's Milk, I believe, was 11%, which I still have a bottle of Dragon's Milk in my fridge.
Yeah, I remember you got, like, really drunk and you fucking passed out that day.
Did I pass out?
Yeah,
I don't
three
remember
beers.
What happened that episode at all.
After three beers. But that's because it was, like, 11%, so yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a crazy night, man. I remember getting home late at night and my mom was not happy.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you've
no,
been out
not.
Drinking again, haven't you? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I got
and
a call.
I, just
I got
passed
a call.
Out on the floor.
I got an angry call from your mom, being like, "Ew, why is Gabe always drinking with you?" You know, she has my number now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm tired of her nagging me. Like, just stop letting my son drink. You know, stop letting my son drink. Stop letting him do this. Man,
oh
this.
God.
Not,
I'm so
not,
sorry,
not,
man.
Not.
That's not. She's, I don't know why she's like this. She just likes to ruin things and just be a damper on things.
Yeah.
And
being a good parent in the 2020s.
She sounds very, very reasonable to me. I feel like as a parent, I would be worried about my son drinking alcohol at your age too.
See,
oh, come on, man.
We live in 2020. Times are different.
This is why we can't have you on the show, you know? Oh, Dan never had an issue with me drinking. As a matter of fact, he encouraged it.
Yeah.
Well, is this that problem with Gator Sauce? Is you are toxic people, encouraging people to do toxic things while listening to your toxic podcast.
I think you mean intoxicated.
Yeah, that's
it's the same thing.
No.
It's the same thing.
No. See, we're drunks that are not toxic. See?
Okay.
I don't think
Sorry.
We are.
Hey, Chekhov, I think I heard some sounds coming. By the way, listener, we're currently in Tent City in Los Angeles. I think I heard some sounds going on outside of the tent. Do you mind telling those people to quiet down? Because they're trying to record a podcast here. Right, Kurt? You heard that too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I heard it. Oh, wow. Wink, wink. It's so loud. Wink.
Why did you just say wink, wink?
It's a thing we do. You know, it's an American custom.
Have you
custom.
Not been listening to the show?
I assumed. Okay, I will go check out on sound. Do not record podcast without me. I will be right back.
Yeah, we'll just put a pause on the podcast right now, Kurt, and then go ahead.
Hold on. I want to talk to you real quick. So I wasn't going to bring this up, but that second voicemail that you sent me, it was really confusing. You were asking me for to buy you a bunch of hammers.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a while ago, but like why hammers? You never said why, and then you just hung up on the voicemail. I assumed you're blacked out, but you wanted a bunch of hammers for some reason.
I wanted a bunch of hammers. I'm trying to think. How long ago was this? Like a month?
I don't know. It was when.
I did go through a phase where I was drinking every night and watching reruns of Bob the Builder.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
So there might have been something there.
Yeah, I've
had
that.
Like I would have. Because I remember the next day after doing a marathon, I watched a whole season, and I bought a bunch of googly eyes so that I could put on my car.
Hmm. And you would hammer them in?
Yeah, I was going to... I guess that would actually make sense. I was going to hammer them into my car, which I own. I have a car.
That's drunk logic.
I have
a
Tesla.
That's drunk logic. It makes sense. Yeah, his car is way nicer than mine. I'm driving a fucking...
It's a pretty badass car. It has cameras and shit. It can drive itself, really, which is great if you're drinking.
I'm driving a fucking tuk-tuk or whatever they're called, the little Indian cars. I got it imported from India, actually, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does not work. I have to walk it everywhere. But... So what are you going to do about Chekhov?
I guess if Chekhov was here, he would say that in his country, car doesn't drive, or you don't drive the car drives you, right?
Well, that's just racist. Now you're just being racist.
Come on, man. Jeez. Okay. Well, hey, anyway, speaking of Chekhov.
What are we going to do about him?
I think we should ditch him, to be honest. He's not, I think he, first of all, we didn't even mention the fact that he tried to kill me several episodes ago, Patagonia, if you want to go back and listen, listeners.
I'm curious, though.
Like, you curious?
What? Yeah. What's his deal? What's his story?
It's probably some bullshit about how he's been. I don't know, man. Whatever. This guy tried to kill me. I don't give a fuck. Shot me. We didn't even explain how I survived that. By the way, that was intense. You rushed me to the ER immediately. Like, good on you. I didn't think that I could rely on you for that kind of stuff. But the fact that you knew exactly what to do, you stopped the bleeding, you compressed the wound, you took me to the ER. They took care of everything. I'm honestly happy to have you as a friend, Kurt.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Well, you know what? Why don't we? All right, you can leave, but I personally want to interview him to see what is. Why is he coming after us? I want to hear that. So, you know, we'll figure this out after the break. You know, all right,
fine. We'll wait it out. And if you want to interview him so bad, you can do it. But I'm gonna fucking I don't trust this guy around us.
Fair enough.
Around me specifically.
And now an ad.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Come On Mattress.
Hey, it's Come On Mattress.
Come On Mattress is a startup mattress company coming out of Seattle. Kurt, you like Seattle.
It rains here.
It does rain a lot. That's why they call it the Rainy City. But it was started by these two guys, Jeff and Jim.
Jeff and Jim.
Jeff and Jim, two guys from Seattle who... decided that there were too many mattresses out there that weren't comfortable and weren't giving people a good night's rest. So they thought,
too many mattresses.
Exactly. So they bought a small mattress startup out of Italy, one of the best in the world, and decided that they were going to sell their own mattresses.
Italy.
The Mamma Mia. Somebody ate up my spaghetti, right? But
what?
Yeah, they... Kurt, what is this? What is this voice you're doing?
I know there's only like really one person who like Jeff is dead. He died like years ago.
Yeah, so you're trying to do Jim?
Yeah, I'm trying to do Jim's voice. And no, you've seen the commercials with him. He's like, "Hi, Jim, welcome to the Badger Factory."
It did say, yeah. I think you should add a little bit more bass to it, but I think it's pretty spot on.
It's spot on.
Do you want to start the commercial over? Do you want to like? I can.
All right. Yeah. Try it one more time.
Okay, let me try it again. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Come On Mattress.
Come On Mattress!
Perfect. So Come On Mattress was started by these two guys, Jeff and Jim, out of
Jeff Seattle. And Jim, we're out of Seattle. It rains a lot.
It does rain a lot, doesn't it? That's why they call it the Rainy City.
But Rainy they decided City.
That mattresses weren't cheap enough and they weren't easy to sleep on enough, so they started their own mattress company.
They all gotta go. All these mattresses give me nightmares.
So they decided to create a nightmare-less mattress. Now this mattress is soaked in chemicals that are meant specifically to help hydrate you throughout the night, which will in turn relieve you from, are you okay?
I'm having so many nightmares lately. It's been hurting me. And you know what? See, the thing is, our chemical secret's a little bit of a secret. You know, that's why I call it a chemical secret, you know? But the nightmares been bothering me.
Oh, he just fell asleep. He just kind of knocked out right there.
Yo.
Well, that speaks to the effectiveness of Come On Mattress. A mattress...
Come on, a mattress!
Come On Mattress! A mattress you can come on anywhere.
All right, so you're right, Gabe. You're right. You know, see.
Oh, I'm right now.
Yeah,
now you know that I'm right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe we should lay off. Like, not even pursue Chekhov. I guess you're right. Like,
what made you change your mind?
Well, you kept on saying like how he tried to kill you. He tried to kill you. And like eventually, I was just like, you know, you're right. He did try to kill.
Literally ended up with me in the hospital. Like,
yeah, he tried to kill one of my best friends. So I'm like, all right, you know, I can't.
Wait a second. Wait. One of your best friends?
Yeah.
Who's your best friend, Kurt?
Margaret Thatcher's dead body.
No, you're deflecting. Who's your best friend?
I guess it's you.
Real? Are you just saying that because I'm pressuring you into saying that?
No, I don't have any other friends. I mean, all the guests that I've spoken to generally hate me.
So you said one of to deflect from the fact that you don't have many other friends.
Yeah,
you were insecure that if you said that I was your best friend, that I wouldn't feel the same way.
Yeah.
Well, you were right. You're not my best friend, Kurt. I have like 20 other friends, and they're all hitting me up on Snapchat right now asking for dick pics.
No, that's just Team Snapchat. I've gone through your phone. It's just Team Snapchat.
How do you know that Team Snapchat is always asking for dick pics?
Because Snapchat is owned by Facebook, and Facebook is creepy.
It's not owned by Facebook. I think you're thinking of... They try to buy Snapchat.
No, they're owned by Facebook.
Are they really?
Yeah, and this...
Like, low-key?
Yeah, in my mind... Marvel? In my mind, they are.
Oh. Okay, I don't know how that works, but... So we're not doing Chekhov. Great. We should probably do something before he gets back, then, because he's... We've been on break for a bit now, and I'm surprised he hasn't returned yet.
So, okay, I'm thinking we need to, like, go in the time machine, zip out to where he can't find us.
Wait, hold on, before you continue with that. Hey, listeners, if this is your first time listening, we time travel on this show, or at least this season we time travel, and we go to all sorts of crazy periods of time and meet all kinds of crazy characters throughout time, and you can listen back if you want to, but Kurt, please proceed. Where do you want to go in this timeline of ours?
Okay, so back in 2005, there was this Boston market that I went to. It was in DC. My parents, like, we flew out to DC because my dad had a conference or whatever. You fucking big shot, you know. I'm dad. I go to conferences. Fucking weirdo,
dude. I don't know your dad, but the way you're describing him to me makes him sound like such a loser.
He's such a loser, you know. Oh, conferences. Oh.
Go to a conference in a hotel lobby and try to hear someone lecture.
Yeah, lecturing. Oh, that's gay. So I do remember 2005. Like, there's this Boston market in Washington D.C. They had this most delectable.
And I mean, delectable.
Rotisserie chicken. I mean, holy fuck, it was so good.
Really?
Like, I mean, like, all right, it was like eating a Starburst, but chicken flavored.
A chicken flavored Starburst?
Yeah.
So it was like hard and chewy.
Yeah, it starts off that way, but then when you go into it, it's just chicken juice all inside of your mouth. You ever have chicken juice in your mouth?
I mean, I guess, but chewy chicken, doesn't that just mean it's overcooked?
You know what? But they overcooked it, but they overcooked it right.
Ah, they over. I've heard of correctly overcooked chicken before.
Yes, exactly. And you know what they
it's supposed to be like gum.
It's like, yeah, it's like chicken gum. But I want to go. You know what? Like that one episode in Rick and Morty where like he goes back into Shoney's or whatever. We should go back to this time period because Chekhov.
I've actually never seen Rick and Morty. I know we bring it up on the show, and people think that we're ripping off Rick and Morty. We're not.
We're not. We're gayer ripping off Back Rick. To
the Future.
Yeah.
But I've personally never seen Rick and Morty, but I'm assuming it's the episode was great and it probably would entice our listeners to keep listening. So if you want to do it, I'm down, man.
Okay. Cool. I'm see, because Chekhov may have access to some sort of weird technology, but doesn't have access to my brain.
He doesn't have access to your brain.
And he'll never guess, oh yeah, there's a likely place for Kurt to go, 2005.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah, except that he does seem to know where we are at, randomly without anyone. I don't know how he finds out. But I think 2005 seems like a good place to hide because usually we go really far back in time.
Mm-hmm.
But for us to go like 15, 16 years ago, that's a pretty good idea. So you ready to go? By the way, listener, if this is your first time listening, our time machine is a porta potty.
Yeah.
We get in it and then we go to the past. And
I've already done the pre-shit. It's already shitted it.
You've done the pre-shit? That's how it's powered. It's shit powered.
Which is actually economical. I don't know why people are like, excuse the pun, shitting on us for this. But like, yeah, we're using shit to power something. You know what? They do that in Japan or something. Something
yeah,
weird.
They do. In Japan, they do use shit to power their time machines.
While also getting off to it, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll ever make a jizz-powered time machine.
Probably not. See, that jizz only uses for like magical purposes, not necessarily. Yeah. See, shit. Not
sci-fi purposes.
Shit has no magical properties to it other than like it can power shit. Get it?
Shit can power shit.
Yeah, dude. That should be the motto if we ever make a fucking energy company based upon shit. We'd say shit can power shit.
That would actually be very clever if we ever did start an energy company.
We could always do. Oh, are you? Yeah, yes. All right, so let's hop in the time machine. Let me type this in.
All right, let's get inside this time machine, and it smells like. It smells great. It smells like really good shit.
Yeah, I put
What did you eat?
Incense.
Incense? Oh, wow. It smells really nice in here. See what shitty, but nice.
See, what I did was I took the incense stick, and I got the little incense stick, you know, on it, and I just...
You slurped it out like it's a kebab?
Like it's a rib. Like a kebab. That's how I ate it. And I just threw away the sticks. But yeah, that's why my shit smells so good.
That's great, man. Let's do this. You got the time machine ready? You typed in the numbers of the time that we're going to?
All right, I'm pressing enter now.
All right. Did it go?
Yeah.
Are we time traveling?
Yeah, that was the slide whistle sound.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear it.
Yeah. All right, we're here. Yeah, we're here, dude. Look outside. It's 2005, Avril Lavigne.
Door. It's weird because the door closes after you walk out. It closes, and then I have to reopen it. It's kind of annoying. We should fix that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I always just barge out. Like, immediately, as soon as we land anywhere in, like, any time period, yeah. I barge out.
Because last episode, people were questioning why you were outside and I wasn't. And that is the reason why. That is our explanation for what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
stop sending us emails.
So, look at Avril Lavigne. There's the Avril Lavigne billboard.
It's Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne. Lavigne.
Yep. Look, does that mean Amy Winehouse is still alive?
Yeah, I think so. Awesome. Yeah, of course.
Michael Jackson's still alive?
Oof.
David Bowie's still alive?
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of people who are still alive.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, you know what? Here, like, let's
Bill Cosby's not a rapist yet?
Not a rapist yet.
Not officially a rapist yet. Harvey Weinstein's probably still cool.
Yeah, he's cool with everybody. He's like, yeah, he's never touched a woman in the day of his life. He's a frog man. I mean, look at him. Doesn't Weinstein look like a frog? Like a toad man?
He looks like he looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Yo, so look, it's Boston Market, dude. I'm so excited. I love Boston Market.
Okay, well, I'm glad we came to this Boston Market specifically in this time period, because I'm hoping that your description of this meat is not simply based on nostalgia and based on objective, taste.
Yeah,
so that's the thing.
So let's go in. You know, hey, you know, okay, maybe since we don't have a guest right now, we don't think that far ahead. Jesus Christ,
no, we don't.
planning.
If we thought this far ahead, we would be a way better podcast.
Dude, planning is for Nazis and, just, I don't know, just Nazis, I guess.
They it's both. Stuff. We both make this up as we go along, and it's scripted.
Yeah. See, the whole thing. So, you know, all right, come on. Go with me, Gabe.
All right, let's open the door.
No, we gotta go. We gotta go to our back.
You want to go through the back of the Boston Market?
Yeah, there's no consequences, remember?
I guess, yeah, you're right. We could just at any point just say, oh, well, we're not from here, and fuck off.
All right. Oh, see, look, Gabe, look, there's this chicken. No one's fucking guarding it. No one's fucking guarding the chicken right now.
My eyes, I don't know if you just saw, but in the reflection of my eyes, the chicken rotisserie is just spinning like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, like, I'm getting the chicken. All right, try it. Try this.
I mean, that is, Chris, it's not that good.
No, you're right, it's not.
I think it was just based on nostalgia, man. I don't think you really, man, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go sit in the,
you were really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go sit in the deep freezer.
You want me to go, let's go record in the deep freezer. Maybe all right. It's a little bit nicer in there. We still got the pop culture news coming up. You want me to do that while you sit in the freezer?
No, you want to come with me?
Oh, no, okay. Well,
I'm scared of the cold.
I'm saying we can do the pop culture news while we're in there.
Okay.
All right. So let me see. Was that the time machine, or was that just closing the door?
That was the door.
Okay, good. But we got some interesting, semi-interesting, I guess, pop culture news. Not that great. Usually we have better news. But Indiana Jones 5 is coming out. We got Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag. I don't know if you saw that on Amazon.
Hey there. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing with my freak? Oh, my God.
What the fuck? Who's that?
Hey, it's me, George W. Bush.
My God. It's the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
And he was hiding behind a bunch of sausages? Yeah, I was hiding behind a bunch of sausages. A thing about hiding behind sausages, you hide behind the sausages, the pigs can't see you. Do you mean, like, cops?
Do you have...
Or do you mean, like, pigs? Yeah, see, the pigs don't know whether the sausages are pigs or they're sausages, so they get confused and... Are you being
right, like a human can't tell the difference between a live human and a dead human.
Implications here. Are you running away from pigs right now, Mr. Bush?
Where's the Secret Service?
Secret Service, more like secret sauce, because that's what I like here. I've been trying to obtain like a gallon of that secret sauce that they use on their chicken here at the Boston Market, you know? Yeah, and yes, to answer your question, yes, I have been running away from my hogs.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. President, but you mentioned a secret sauce here in this specific Boston market, and the year is 2005. Do you think that this secret sauce might be the reason that the chicken tastes so good?
Exposition.
And that the absence of this sauce may remove the good quality of the chicken?
I believe that it's every American's right to know the formula and how to eat and use this secret sauce. Especially since we're in the war in Iraq right now.
Which you started.
Which I started for funsies. You know, it was like, hey, look at these funny little people. They look funny. They have the food. It's all on sticks. The houses are made of, like, whatever. I don't know. I don't like them. I thought they were funny. I was like, hey, it's a prank, bro. And then they were like, no, we're going to fight back. So I think that all American citizens should have at least access to the secret sauce, because I believe that our chicken deficit is too big as a president. I'm the president, right?
Yeah, I do. Okay, Kurt, do you think that the reason that chicken we ate wasn't good was because they didn't put the sauce on yet?
Well, I'll tell you why they don't have it. See, like, they did not put the sauce on it because it discontinued yesterday. Oh, that must be why. Yeah, okay. All right. Makes sense.
You know what? Earlier in the episode, we mentioned that people compare us to Rick and Morty, but this whole secret sauce conundrum seems to be a little too on the nose. You don't think so, Kurt?
Oh, it's like that episode in Rick and Morty where... How do you know about Rick and Morty?
How do you know about Rick and Morty?
I, too, have a time machine. See, you know
what? You, too? You know... What? You know that we have a time machine.
Yeah, you. I know about you. I've been monitoring your situation for about like 30 years now.
How does everyone know about this?
Well, I think everybody might be like a magician or something.
Now, it kind of ruins the purpose of time travel.
Now, see, you know, we here at the White House, we perform blood rituals and shit like that. So,
yeah, of course.
With the blood rituals, we get access to time machines and shit like that. And see, since you are two of the most prolific time travelers around.
Wow.
Yeah, thank see, you. We know about you. You know, we know about all your affairs, dealings, and whatnot, but I know you came back here to try the secret sauce, so here, I got you the secret sauce, boy. Did you just call me boy?
Yeah. I don't know if that was okay.
I'm older than you, George Bush.
I don't think you are.
If you flip the numbers around, I'm older than him.
You're right. If you make shit up, you are older than him.
Yeah, see? Reality is whatever I can want it to be. But,
Calm down, Thanos. Let's do this.
You know what? I'm actually feeling a lot better, Gabe. Do you want to get out of this closet?
Well, I want to try this chicken with the sauce first. You built it up in my head.
You have to try it with the sauce. I didn't really want the sauce. I just wanted the chicken without the sauce.
You were so nostalgic about this, Kurt. And I think that we've been pretty... Dude, it's up to you, honestly. If we don't have to try the chicken. I will be disappointed. I'm telling you that.
Fine, we can try it.
But I'm used to being disappointed.
Bush, give me the sauce. All right, here you go. Now, I'm going to go hide my pile of sausages again and hope to God the hogs don't come for me. Like, they've been doing that. I was in the White House a couple days ago. I was teaching Barbara how to play tennis, and the hogs just, like, came up and ate her clothes in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I found it very nice and attractive, but the Secret Service guys were looking way too hard at my Barbara's boobs.
You guys seem to have a very bad hog problem. I would consider trying out what Texas is doing with having people shoot hogs from helicopters.
Yeah, did you know I was not born in Texas, but I am a Texan?
How does that work?
Well, you see, shut the fuck up. That's how it works, son. Don't worry about the implications and the synchronicities and the complex mathematical equations going to the fact that I'm Texan. Now, here, take your sauce and get the fuck out of my freezer. You hear me? All right, okay. Mr. Bush. All right.
Now, Bush, you went from friendly to hostile like that, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah, I'm bipolar.
Okay, we're not going to comment on that. Hey, Kurt, let's get out of here.
All right, cool. Jeez, all right, here, let's dump this on the chicken.
Yeah, let's try this fucking sauce.
You have to
the last little bit out of that bottle.
You have to squeeze it, man.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, that one was me, actually.
God damn it, Gabe.
I'm sorry. It's this beer, man.
You're ruining the future of the past.
You think that my farts are adding to the ozone layer and...
Yeah, they talk about the butterfly effect and the moth effect, but they never talk about the ozone effect with your farts. Methane! Damn, this chicken's good, dude. Try it.
This is actually not bad. It's, like, better than the Szechuan sauce, in my opinion.
Szechuan sauce? What are you talking about?
You didn't know what I was talking about back there? George Bush knew what I was talking about back there, but you didn't.
Yeah, who's Rick, and why is he a Morty?
Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, this chicken is really good. You're right. It's... actually worth coming back to 2005 and going to this Boston market and meeting the President of the United States and trying it, so.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we don't run into Chekhov again, so fingers crossed, right?
Why would you say that? No. Why the fuck would you say that? You know how this guy operates.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know this. You know that if you say that, he will come back. Like, let's just hope, this is the second act, so let's hope that the fact that it wasn't the first act, maybe that'll deter him from coming back.
But, fair enough. You know what, I guess it is time to go on a break, right?
Yeah, it is. I think we should go back for some more of that sauce. I think it would probably be worth a lot of money in the future.
Yeah, let's gobble up a bunch. It'll be cryptocurrency. Let's
gobble me up, Scotty. Let's go. All
right.
Hello, and welcome to Children's Animal Shelter. It's a shelter for children. You know, it's like animal rescue, but with kids. So what we do is we take your child, we bring him here, and we raise him to live a good life. Here's some stories from our children's.
My mommy and my daddy didn't want to raise me by themselves. They called me an accident. So they sent me to the Children's Animals Rescue Center. And I grew up to be a good girl. I'm currently 47 years old.
This man.
And I am the smartest one in my class.
This man is 47 years old. Here's another story from Earth. Year old 32 man.
Hey, yeah, so, like, what I was doing when I came here, my parents were like, hey, you need to be here, you need to live here, and they shoved me in this place, and now I'm doing blackjack to a bunch of white folk in the casino, and they're telling me that my legs are too short, and I'm like, I can't make my legs any longer, what do you want me to do? So I got fired, and now I'm working at a gas station in Tulsa, and I don't know. Thank you very much. I very appreciate that. That was great. I don't remember the voice that it had at the beginning of his ad.
So that was Jimmy. He was one of our most recent recruits. He's only 8 years old, and he's already been fired from a gas station.
Jimmy is already eight, if you know what I mean. Eight, you know, like, he did 7, 8, 9. Hey.
I'm Fred.
This is Fred.
I've been working here for about 5 years.
I'm the janitor
at this children's animal shelter. And I gotta tell you, these kids are A-okay to me.
Hey, you know what the Cookie Monster always says about our kids that come out of here? That they are round and, crispy. So Gabe, I guess at this point, point of the show, we usually have, like, guests ready or something.
Yeah. Shit, man, I'm sorry. I know every episode, I always start the episode off by saying, we're gonna have a guest, and then we have to kind of figure it out along the way, and sometimes it's not that easy. You gotta find a person who's willing to put their time and their whole life on your show and judged by all of our listeners who... By the way, we read your emails, and you guys could be a little bit nicer. We do try our hardest.
Yeah.
We know we're not the best podcast in the world. We know we're not, you know, Comedy Bang Bang or Last Podcast on the Left or, you know, Serial, because we're not even, I mean, that's not even the same genre. But
So like, you know, Gabe, you know what we could do is, you know, we are in 2005. There's plenty of notable people. We live through this era.
The president of the United States.
Yeah, but he kind of was like, nah, we don't want this dude. Like, he was creepy anyways.
He was pretty weird.
Yeah.
I think he was on cocaine. I know he was supposed to have kicked it by then, but...
He might have.
He seemed pretty jumpy, I don't know.
You know, why don't we just go walk the streets? Let's go. Well, hey.
Do you think we could just, like, interview some random person? Because we're always going after these big figures like Al Capone or, you know, General Grant or Caligula. Like,
oh,
why can't we just...
You want to try interviewing a random person? Look, here, you know what? Here, you know what, Gabe? I requisition you the mic. Here, take
wow.
it.
Look, you seem pretty
it's
aggressive.
You. Yeah, no. Fuck you, bitch. Go interview someone.
Wow,
go,
dude,
do it.
I'm not trying to. Trying to overstep here. I'm just wanting to suggest things.
Go see what happens.
Okay, man. All right. You seem like your ego's getting in the way of this, but
I don't even know.
Okay,
the meaning.
Okay. You want me to interview someone? Let me do this. Hey, yeah. sir.
You,
excuse me, sir.
What's up? Yeah.
Hey, what's your name, buddy?
My name is Fringe Art Duke Ferdinand, 14, 15, 56, 17, 18, 19. I'm all of Fringe Art Duke. I'll come at it. We just like to just sit here and just like talk to people. You know what I mean? I like Cher.
You like Cher? Awesome, man. Hey, we like Cher. Don't you like Cher, Kurt?
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, sir, so what do you want to be on our podcast? It's like a radio show, but better.
See, you know, the thing is, I don't believe about airwaves. I don't believe that they're real. I believe that radio waves and airways and podcast waves and all those sorts of things.
Never mind. Sir, never mind. I'm sorry.
Aliens,
I'm sorry
aliens,
to cut you off right
aliens,
there.
Aliens.
Kurt, let's just walk away.
All right, see?
I'm sorry.
Am I proven right once
again?
Yeah,
you're right. Oh,
I'm
my
right.
God. Is that what you want to hear? Is that all you care about hearing is you were right, Kurt. Mm-hmm. I can't fucking do shit on my own.
Yeah.
You're in charge. That's why you're in charge.
That's
why you've been on every single episode of this podcast, and I have not.
See, this, our relationship, you and me, it's not codependent. It's dependent. You're dependent on
dependent.
Me.
Okay.
For success and just in general. I provide.
Is that how you want to talk, man?
What?
We were doing pretty well for a while, and now you seem to be getting pretty hostile and pretty egotistical, and I'm not liking this one bit. You want to go ahead and you find the guest then? You think it's that easy?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's walk over to the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, you're going to automatically find a super interesting guest to be on our podcast, right?
Yo.
Fucking hell.
Is that fucking Lizzie McGuire?
Oh, God, that's Hillary Duff.
That's Hillary fucking Duff. And see, dude, look.
No, okay, that was just luck. And I don't even think Hillary Duff is that interesting.
Good things come to those who are named Kurt.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I don't know about that.
So let's go walk up to her and see if we can get an interview. Yo, Hillary, come here.
Hi. You guys want to interview me?
Yeah, I'd love to interview you.
Your voice is way higher. And
yeah, different. I mean, it's different, but you know, whatever.
Almost sounds like a guy trying to do a girl's voice.
Yeah.
I get that a lot, yeah.
Fuck, what was that?
Fucking hell, man. That was not consensual. I did not consent to going through time then.
I feel like I've been rubber banded in fucking CSGO. Ugh.
What the fuck? Is that a nerd reference?
Yeah, you know, like when your internet's too bad and you're playing a fucking online game and you lag, but it like, you right. know, like it sucks you back like 10 feet.
I don't play online games because nobody wants to play with me anymore.
That's fair. I hire people to play with me on video games.
That must cost a fortune.
But anywho, is this our tent, isn't it?
Are you done trying to run?
Oh shit, I didn't see you.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ, I did not see that guy there.
Dude, fucking A, he's like Batman.
I am not like Batman. Batman disappears. I show up, you see?
So, Jesus.
I guess. I think he sometimes shows up too.
So Gabe, Gabe, do you think we have to like interview him now?
I don't. I'm Chekhov. Chekhov. I'm sorry to say this.
Yes. What is up?
No. well, first of all, you shot me. I'm not going to interview you. Two. You shot. If I recall correctly, you shot Larry Johnson too. Which is honestly, personally, one of my favorite guests to have on. That's two strikes right there. And three. You just time traveled me without my consent. That's three strikes. I'm not interviewing you.
And right about when we were about to get the fucking Duff.
Dude, we were gonna get the fucking Duff on the show, man.
We're gonna get the fucking Duff, bro.
The fucking Duff!
You guys were going to get the fucking Duff on the show? Oh my god, I did not know.
Yeah, see?
The Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, the Lizzie McGuire. See, that's all you're...
I'm so sorry. Perhaps in future you will find the Duff again and be able to interview her.
No, it's over. Yeah? Yeah, we could have gone viral, but we can't
We
now.
Had her in her prime, bro.
Well, actually, that is not her prime. You will see in future she will become much more successful.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, we could have gotten her when she was, like, young, then, you know.
Yeah, and Lizzie McGuire, man.
I am sorry. I am sorry, but this is pertinent. Time travel is not to be fucked with, and you have been fucking with it too much.
Why do you care so much? Kurt, if I recall correctly, according to our lore, you can just buy a time machine at a mall, right?
Yeah, like, what's the fucking... We already had Merlin tell us we were fucking up the time-space continuum, and
he fixed it all. Yeah. We all came in a boot in order to, you know, fix the time-space continuum.
That and we got it, we're good.
Stella Artois, if you want to go back and listen.
We've been recused and acquitted Aquinas, mm-hmm. Thomas Aquinas, of our...
Thomas Aquinas.
Of our past sins, you know? It's like... You know, Jesus said, hey, this cross, it's here, you know, your sins are free. That's what happened.
He said, let the first person who has not time traveled throw the first stone.
I thought it was throw the first toaster, but yeah.
Amen.
Well, no, I can give you explanation, or you can keep trying to run away from me.
No, fine, you're here. Man. You know what?
You're here. Kurt, if you want to interview this asshole, you can do it. I'm not going to fucking partake in this.
Okay,
I'm gonna go outside for a bit.
Let's fucking do it then. Alright, interview face on. Let me get my interview face on. See what I'm doing here, Gabe? You know how I do this?
Yeah. Should I stick around? Do you want me to stick around? Oh wow, you're waving your hand over your face and then making a smiley face and then waving it over your face and making a frown face.
Yeah, dude, I'm such a theater.
That's good acting.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, well, watch this. Rubber bucky bucky butts, but rubber ducky ducky butts.
That was literally perfect.
I know.
Peter Piper ate a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked his pickle peppers on the pickle pop a poop a poop a poop a pop pickle pop.
This is literally nonsense. I show up for podcast for serious business.
So hey, you guys waste time. Rasputin, what's your fucking deal?
Yeah, Rasputin, what the fuck's going on with you?
Are you done with racist jokes? Can I talk now?
Yeah, what's the story, Wishbone?
Oh, Jesus Christ, the one podcast that drinks, this is the one I am assigned to.
Hey, Shit Gib, tell us what's going on.
Kurt,
what's
just deal? Interview him like you would, I guess, any other guest, and we'll fucking.
All right, Mr. Gunn, Chekhov, keep on trying to say James Gunn, but hey,
that is my name, Chekhov James Gunn.
Chekhov James Gunn, what's your fucking deal?
Okay, so here we go. Oh, I've been waiting for this for a long time. Let us do this. A long time ago, in the year 3022. You see what I did there? I said long time ago, but I went to the future, because future, your time is irrelevant when you're talking about time travel.
You're being fucking stupid. Go on.
Oh my god, jeez.
Look, if you have not smoked bong yet, or drank alcohol, dear listener, go ahead and do this, because we are about to get trippy and wavy and all kinds of cookie in here.
Put your balls in some Pennzoil gasoline oil, and yeah, lube them up, boys. It's time to get slippy.
So a long time ago in year 3022, I was born in Siberia, Russia. I started off working at Payless Shoe Factory, eventually working myself off to becoming Kmart employee.
Holy shit.
One day, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, holy shit, you became a Kmart employee?
What impressive, fucking, right?
Not really.
Well, you do not know rest of story. So I became Kmart employee. But one day, after many years of diligent work, I was invited... I was invited to manager's office and offered regional manager position of Kmart.
Wow, that's
but
neat.
But he told me... Yes, it was very neat. It was very impressive. It was actually highest honor in my city.
Ooh.
Dude, your story's not as interesting. I feel like so far you told us about how you got to become regional manager of Kmart. These aren't the kinds of guests we have on the show.
Yeah, what are you, fucking Dwight Schrute? Come on.
Well, you did not let me finish. You see, when they invited me into office to become regional manager of Kmart, they told me this job comes with a lot more than just affordable house products.
Yeah.
It comes with responsibilities of time cop. You see, Kmart is secretly a time cop operation going on, where we go and find all kinds of misbehaviors throughout time and stop anyone who threatens time-space continuum.
Oh,
well, can't you just buy like a time machine in a mall, though?
Yeah, so are you implying that we're doing something wrong or illegal here?
See, yeah, I feel like what we're doing is perfectly reasonable.
Plus the whole Merlin thing, you know.
Yeah, Merlin. Shit. If you have not been listening to the show, you can go back to Stella Artois and listen to Merlin.
Oh, deja vu. We said that.
Did we say that?
Yeah, we did say that.
Time.
Like, it's messing with our heads. But, yo.
And the alcohol. I think it might be the alcohol, actually.
What the then? Why? Okay, so if you're a time cop, right? You're a time cop.
Yes.
All right. What are we being charged with? What's our fucking crime here, you big cojone?
Now, you see, anyone can travel through time. Time is a democratic, free, open space that anyone can explore. Like the new frontier. But the problem is there are rules. You cannot time travel with a minor.
Wait, time traveled with a minor. We haven't been to Pennsylvania yet, you know? You know, where they have the coal mines and shit?
Underage time traveler.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
I'm not underage.
Wait.
What are you talking about? I'm perfectly...
I'm talking about Gabe.
What?
Dude, I'm not underage. I'm 16 years old.
Yeah, dude, he's
16.
That's
a perfectly normal age to be for a time traveler. You don't think so?
That's like a quarter of the human lifespan right there.
This is problem with shows like Back to the Future and Rick and Morty. They encourage the youth to time travel and explore separate dimensions when they should not be doing such things.
Wait, separate dimensions? I didn't even know that was a thing. No, I didn't know you could go to separate dimensions.
You mean dimensions as in like the IKEA cabinet that I built yesterday?
No, I am talking about parallel universes. You two do not even know about that shit yet.
What's a universe? That is interesting.
Okay, so why did you try to kill us, though? I feel like you could have just given us a ticket.
Yeah, you tried to kill a child, if that's your logic.
The amount of time manipulation you guys were causing. Most people time travel about once a month. Kurt Burghardt was time traveling every 2 hours to different time periods. Almost as if this guy had ADHD and could not control it to the point where he had to see a new thing every 2 hours.
You know what? You're making fun of mentally disabled people right
now. That's not cool, man. Yeah. A lot of people have ADHD and it's a serious condition and, you know.
Well, it is over-medicated in my opinion, but, you know, it's this whole separate issue. You guys will learn about it in future.
No, I think I'm right under-medicated. I need more crack.
This is what I mean. This is what I mean. You guys are uncontrollable. You have no set of rules or values that go along with your podcasting.
How do you think it's so good? So I tried
to kill you. So I tried to kill you. But alas, I found that killing the Gator Sauce Boys was not the right option.
Yo, Gabe, we have a fucking name now. We're the Gator Sauce Boys.
We're the Gator Sauce Boys. We're the Gator Sauce
Boys. Are you done?
No.
Okay, well, you did try to kill us, and then you, if I recall correctly, last episode, you showed up in our porta potty and crawled out of the toilet.
And now you're weapons. And it, to give me your resume, covered in shit, by the way, your whole resume, you gave it to me and you're like, I want to be on the show. No, hold on, let me mock you even further. I want to be on show, you know? See, like, that's how you sound. That's, you sound stupid.
That was pretty good impression, if I may say so myself.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm an improver, if anything. Oh, at first.
Perhaps that is what I am missing. I cannot do impressions. Ask me to do impression of anyone.
Improver? I hardly even know her. Do an impression of Kermit the Frog.
Hello, guys! I am Kermit the Frog! Looney Tunes Kermit the Frog!
Oh, please end...
I don't think he's Looney Tunes.
Please end this. That was ear rape.
That was the worst. That actually hurt my...
Yeah, that was ear rape.
To hurt.
Like, you know, you hear how people say, like, ear rape is just some dude going, eh! into the mic or whatever. No, what that was ear rape.
Okay, so anyways, you tried to kill us, and then you didn't try to kill us. You stopped, you surrendered. What the fuck happened there?
So, I became infatuated with you two, to the point where I became obsessed. Then one day, I decided that enough is enough. I cannot kill the Gator Boys. So as we do in Siberia, if you cannot kill the target, you kill yourself. So I went back to origin of myself, to right when my mother and my father were conceiving of me. And I was about to put bullet in both my father's genitals and my mother's puss. But that is when I heard it. At the side of their bedroom, they were listening to podcast Gator Sauce.
Whoa.
And I realized that my very parents, were making love to the podcast that you two created. And thus led to my conception.
Wow.
And by killing you, I would be killing myself. And by killing myself, I would be killing season 3 of Gator Sauce.
Wow, that's really cool how we, like, made up the plot like that. That's amazing.
Wow, that's pretty... I mean, yeah, we made it up, and then you showed up, and then you explained it to
us.
Yeah,
see, you're part of this. Yeah, you're part of this, man. And, you know, see, we were the ones who created this storyline before you were here. We know better than you, Chekhov.
I just explained this to you, and you are somehow explaining it to me?
Hey, Gabe. Gabe, guess what?
Yeah, what's up, man?
See that? I lit my fart on fire. We're gaslighting again.
You guys are way too drunk. Maybe I should have some drink too.
You want a fucking beer? Go ahead, man.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. Whatever, man. I don't give a shit.
I have very low alcohol tolerance, so do not fuck around.
I thought you were
Is that all you have to say?
I guess so. I just needed to explain origin story. Let's see what the game.
Oh, but wait. Wait, Chekhov, guess...
fucking in bedroom.
Chekhov, guess what?
Yes, what's up?
Chicken butt.
Jesus
hey,
Christ.
Guys, so that was the end of this segment of the show.
So, Chekhov, are we good? You're going to try to kill us again?
I am good. I have rectified my mission against Gator Sauce has been resolved. I have rectified any grievances I have had with you boys.
The word you're looking for is a rectified.
Well, if it's all good, does that mean we're good to keep recording the podcast?
I just said we're done with this segment. Nobody listened to me.
Well, I'm just making sure because you're not the guy who shot me.
That's fair. All right.
And you weren't shot.
Well, Well, I thought we were going to talk about that part off air, you know, like,
yeah,
that's serious. This.
So check off. We good? You good with this shit?
I am good with shit. Now that I have explained my purposes to fans and have resolved all issues, I will return to my time of 3022. And I will leave resume. I have corrected my resume, updated it with more interesting information. I will leave it with Kurt here. Here you go. And if it in the future, you see what I did there, future. If in the future you decide to bring me back, here is a resume.
Okay.
No, you got anything interesting in there?
It says Tareja Nueva o Reemplazo.
You will figure it out. I will be going now.
Tiene preguntas sobre un tarjeta de mi familia Rejorde.
Just flip it around. Just flip the resume around and you will see.
Tome un folleta en la tienda.
I'm getting out of here. Okay, I cannot take this nonsense anymore.
All right. Well, I guess bye, Chekhov.
Chicken
I'm
butt.
I'm glad you...
You guys also, you noticed that you set me up in the first act and I came back in the third act? That was pretty cool, right?
Boo. Bye, Chekhov. Get out of here. See ya.
Hey, this is Dale Henry, the owner.
And this is Michael.
Goddamn, Michael, how come you always getting the ads?
I thought you wanted me here.
No, this is Dale Henry's fertilizer company, not Dale Henry and Bob Henry's fertilizer company.
Well, I know it's not Dale Henry and Bob Henry, but I'm Michael, so that's why I'm here.
I know, but we call you Bob since we were 6 years old. You can't keep on taking the name Michael. You know how it is. We don't like Michael Jackson in this household because of his values as a liberal in the social medias.
Well, you know, it is 2005.
It is 2005, but he's so liberal and shit. You gotta go by Bob. So it is, you know, Bob wants to join me in my fertilizer company. He can always join it, but you know what? The thing I'm saying is that, you know what? We sell fertilizer. That's the
we sell one. Custom, homemade, country-made fertilizer.
Did anybody ever tell you going over the top when you try and do that shit, Bob? Gotta be honest with you, my folks. Bob, whatever the fuck his name is.
Homemade.
It's homemade.
Country made.
We shit out in buckets and then we call our fertilizer. You know, that's being fair and open with all you country folk. That's what we do. You know what the thing is? It grows your crops great. So you can suck my big old fat diarrhea.
We also make homemade, country made beer.
We make beer. It's made mostly of my farts. Mostly of Jared's farts, who's my
people think that they share a similar ingredient, our fertilizer and our aged old
did
stouts.
You just say fertilizer? Fertilizer? I hardly even know her.
And that's our slogan. Fertilizer? I hardly even know her.
Hey guys, welcome back, and now that was a very story-driven slash convoluted episode of Gator Sauce, and I apologize to
hey guys,
you
and welcome back. This is Gator Sauce, and that was a very convoluted and driven story driver episode, and yeah.
So, anyways, this beer that we've been drinking is called Andy Gator.
So yeah, hey, this beer that we've been drinking is here called Hair 4. The known as Gator Andy beer.
And it is 8% alcohol.
It is percent.
In case you can't tell.
It is percent alcohol. If you can't tell, it's 8.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, Kurt, did you have any thoughts on this beer that you have not
so, hey,
mentioned?
Kurt, did you have any thoughts on this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. That's my lines. My bad. Yeah.
It's 8%, guys. Give us a break.
No, I haven't had anything to eat today.
That's not good.
Andy Gator, Abita Brewing Andy Gator. So that's the beer we've been drinking today. Honestly, it is it's an incredible beer. It's very full of flavor, like every sip.
Full bodied, you would
yeah,
say,
it's
right?
Very full bodied. There's
like Fat Albert.
It's like having yeah. I'm Fat Albert.
Cliffhanger? What the fuck?
That was my Bill. That was Bill Cosby.
I thought that was Cliffhanger for a second.
So it's a really good.
Took a big chunk of that.
It's a really it's a really good beer. And you know what? We do this thing on the podcast. It's called a.
We do.
It's called a finger review. It's where we finger a beer and then we review it.
Mm-hmm.
With our fingers.
You want me to do it first?
Yeah. Why don't you go? What do you think of this beer?
So this is the finger scale, the finger review that we do. What we do is we give you, since this is an audio medium, we want to portray the beer as clearly as possible to your listeners. So what we're going to be doing is creating a finger scale with our hands, and you will have to decipher how that connects to the beer.
So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing
Jesus Christ, no, Kurt, no. What we're doing, my finger scale review is I'm going to get my hands as if I'm going to put them together as if I'm in prayer. But then I'm going to keep the bottom part of my hand connected while moving just my finger part. This is hard to explain, but imagine like a crocodile's mouth opening and closing. Nom, 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 right?
Yeah. Like he's doing that's Florida Gators.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like you're clapping your hands, but you're keeping the bottom part of your hands connected. Perfect for an audio medium. But this is to signify how I feel that this beer is essentially eating us both up. This beer and this episode is eating us both up, both with the alcohol content and the convoluted sci-fi nature of the story. We have been completely swallowed up and gobbled up, as Cardi B likes to say, into this episode. And that's how I feel. Kurt, how do you feel about this beer?
Slobble me, gobble me, I'm Cardi B, I could do the rap music, and I know what the music sounds like. That's what he sounds like, if you didn't know. If you've never listened to Cardi B's song.
I thought you were playing the song for a second there.
See, I'm good. All right, so what I'm going to do is, see, this is the church, this is the steeple, and if you open the doors, this is all the people.
So what are you doing with your hands there?
That exact thing, you know, if you don't know what the church is, and you know what the steeple is, and if you don't know what all the people are, then you're fucking stupid. That's on you. See, that is my hand signal. You know, some people say that this show is not intricately esoteric enough, but you know what? Fuck you.
I think it's very esoteric.
It's very esoteric.
I think it's too esoteric to the point where nobody gets it.
Exactly. See, and you know, that's what makes a good podcast. The fact that I am able to tell you that this beer is so good that you don't even know what good means anymore. Honestly, I'm not gaslighting you. You're gaslighting me, audience member, you little fuck shit. So this is a good beer, in my opinion. I really appreciated its boldness. It's very strong taste, horrible aftertaste.
Yeah, it's pretty bitter at the aftertaste.
Aftertaste is bitter. But honestly, the initial taste and actually the swooshing of the mouth, you know, as they say in France. It's very nice, very swishy. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
That was my jacket. 8%, guys. Give us a break. But, hey, Kurt, so this has been an episode of Cater Sauce. We did it.
How did we fucking do this episode? I don't even know.
How the fuck have we done this entire season so far? I mean, guys, thank you for listening. First of all, if you've made it this far, that means something's wrong with you.
I'll dick you down in your sleep.
But guys, if you have listened this far, thank you so much. Honestly, it really means a lot to us. But if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would mean even more to us if you could leave a review, because that would be pretty cool. But if you want to follow us for some reason on social media, you can find the podcast on Twitter.
It's Plug Hours.
Plug Hours. Podcast on Twitter at Sauce Gator. Same thing on Instagram at Sauce Gator. Because fuck Dave. He took the Gator sauce.
We get that.
You can report Dave, first of all, that would be great. That's the first thing I think I would. Fuck the reviews. Report Dave on Gator Sauce at Gator Sauce. He's a fucking
plagiarism. Nice guy. Plagiarism. I've been you're the host with the most. I've been at Kurt DeHurt. You can find that on both Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at Twitter at gasvia_ or on Instagram at gasvia. And by the way, guys, next episode will be our final episode of the season.
Yep.
Season finale of Gator Sauce. So tune in, after which we will be taking a break for a bit, and then we'll come back with season four at some point.
We'll be
back,
I promise. And it won't be too long of a wait.
As Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, we will be back.
And as, I don't have a joke for that, but you know, as they always say, good night, New York.
Good morning, Atlanta.